This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. All right, mark that. Boom, I got to get rid of these songs. Okay, go. Tell me everything.
So this is a box of, pardon me.
Oh, hold on. One more thing. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Spring, just around the corner. So is something I've been eagerly waiting for. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. Visit a Creative Energy store today and create your own personal oasis. More on that in the days ahead. Okay, so Fun Delivered.
We did a story in the news about some company called FunDelivered.com.
Maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
This is not a sponsor.
No.
Although they should be.
Ding, ding, shame, right.
All the talking we've done about them.
Right.
So I ordered a box 2 weeks ago or whatever. The box came. It's been sitting there. It's filled with random undelivered stuff.
Right.
You don't order any of it. It's just put in your box, and now it's a
bunch of packages with all the addresses. They've been like spray painted out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't find, they couldn't find who these were supposed to go to. They're from all different sources. So it's a box of mystery boxes.
So she starts opening it and everyone is laughing. They can't believe it. They can't figure, what is this? What? Wait, they're still in the random like questions of what the is this?
Right. How many things were in it?
A lot.
Did you get the $80 box?
Yes.
And there was still, what do you think? Maybe 10 things?
She opened one bag of stuff that had 10 outfits in it.
Oh.
10 outfits?
10 outfits.
For what size person?
They all fit her.
Oh,
wow.
And then, you know, one glass of wine, she's like, I'll be right back. Leaves the room and starts doing like, it's a runway show.
And this is the first package.
It's just the beginning. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, wow. It all fits her. And she's, one of them looked like a 60s psychedelic dress with long, like flowy sleeves and purple movement,
paisley,
flowers,
purple,
like whatever.
Whoa.
And I'm like, that is effing hot.
Really?
Like, I don't even know what is happening
wow.
here. And she's making,
there's like 10 of these outfits
10 of these
in this
different
one package.
Things, and they're guessing, like now they're, everyone's guessing, who would have ordered this? Is this church clothing or is this nightwear? Like,
right.
As each outfit, like.
Were they all themed? Were they all sort of the same kind of thing?
No, they were all different. And she tried them all on and we laughed and just, she looked great. We were going, oh my God, you could wear that. Even though she's going, I'll never wear this. She puts it on and we're all, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? You look incredible.
Duh.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one
thing.
Then
we got mosquito traps.
Oh!
A bunch of them.
You need those.
Of course we do.
Oh my God.
So those will actually work for us.
I love Fun Delivered. I love it. It's amazing.
Everyone is going, like, we're sitting there laughing, you know, and Christina's trying on the outfits and the game's on, and we're just partying. It was so fun. And everyone's going, this is what we're doing for Christmas.
Like, yeah, that was our first box. We opened it at Christmas and it was the most fun. Like, forget all the things that we bought for each other. This box was just like, this is incredible.
Again, not a sponsor. This is just a random box of crap that we had fun with.
Anything else of note?
I'm trying to think what else came in there.
Next time you get one, what I did was I took pictures of each thing because I knew I would forget some of them. And that was helpful.
Well, and I was watching the game, so I wasn't. Yeah. They were gathered around in the kitchen, just laughing and going, "Oh my god!" But once she started putting the clothes on, I'm like, "Whoa, hey, what's going on there?
Who just walked by there?
What was that all about? Hey." So I didn't catch all the stuff, but there was a ton of stuff. It was super fun. Laughs were like for
$80 worth of laughs.
Goes.
It's so crazy.
More than one person said, that was totally worth the amount of fun, whether or not, and I get it. I did throw away $80. Not everybody can do that, but it was a blast.
Yeah. It's honestly, in this day and age where everybody can have anything they want within 1 minute, hop on Amazon. Oh, I need this. Boom, boom, boom. You don't even make a list for yourself. It just comes to your house the next day. This is surprising and curious and exciting. It's so it's like stupid fun how good this is.
Oh, there was a big bright orange parka in there as well. Oh. Not with the dresses that.
Just some other package.
Another package with a bright orange parka.
Big enough for you guys to wear? Or?
She fit in it just perfect.
Boy, it's almost like it was
so much
for
stuff
her.
Fit her that oh we were God. Just giggling. Like, how is randomly the box actually appropriately sized? And people there at the party were going, so you give them your... I go, no, you don't give them... This is all random crap. Everything in here, random.
Right. They don't know what's in there. These are packages that they pick up with their hands out of big bins that are on pallets probably, and they just put it, they fill the size box you've bought. Oh my God.
Oh, it's fun.
My God.
So there you go.
All right. I love it. That is fantastic. We're already in this break, aren't we?
Yeah, trash me.
All right. Well, I'll do what I can. I had my own little Super Bowl notes, just a couple things from the show, and you know, obviously going to be a lot of Super Bowl today, so feel free your thoughts on stuff if you saw. Did you see the Martha Stewart ad for Skechers?
I did not.
It was at the very beginning. It was funny and cute. You know, this is an 82, 83-year-old woman who they've scanned her body, and now they're making her do dances and backflips and all kinds. So she's in the Skechers, and she's all, I'm very excited about my Skechers, and I'm out here in my beautiful home in Connecticut, and, you know, whatever the hell she's talking about. It's a gorgeous setting, and then she's like, you know, it makes me, I think it's called glide or something. It's like, I do the glide or whatever it is, and now she's doing all these dance moves in her purple sweater or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And it's completely... It's completely CG. And it looks super fake, too.
You're mentioning it, though, because you liked it.
I did. I liked it, and I thought, oh, isn't that funny? And I like, oh, oh, there you go. Here she is doing her. There she is doing all her. She's out there with her bouquet of flowers, and her slips right into her Skechers. No bending down, no touching.
It almost feels like I'm gliding on air.
It is a gliding thing.
Drop a beat.
Like, of course. She's doing all kinds of breakdancing moves and... Okay, and there you go.
You loved that.
I thought it was really fun. It was just surprising because it just was not at all what I was expecting to see. And her hair is flopping up and down. It was really funny. Did you see the stuff from before? I missed the Brad Pitt thing. Didn't see the Brad Pitt. Apparently he talked, go ahead. Did you see that?
I did not see it. I did. It was on and I was still running, but it was the very like early on before the game even kicked off. Right.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. I missed it, but he looked handsome.
So Tom Cruise also, he's the one I saw. I saw the Tom Cruise one. They turned to Tom and there's Tom. I'm like, oh my God, he's been in a bruising pillow fight. This is what is happening. Stop doing this hair. I was like, is that a wig? Does he have a wig on?
He looks
what is
very
he doing?
Young and handsome.
He just looks like a dude who's had a bunch of stuff shot
young
in his face.
Young and handsome. Stop it.
Oh. Anyway, he was doing the warm-up hype tape for the game. His hair's like a little bit too long. Like, he looks better with without his face all puffed up and with a little bit shorter hair. It just looked like, I was like, is this 70s Tom Cruise? Like, as in he's in his 70s.
I'm sure he's 70s in the middle hair. Of filming his next best movie of all times.
I guess so. Even the, there was a Mission Impossible trailer. I love that series. It's really good. I don't think I've seen the first part of it. I'm not positive though. You know, we wondered if we'd watched it already, because it's a two-parter and it's the end of the Mission Impossible stuff, supposedly. Mm-hmm. I think the first one is Dead Reckoning and then maybe Final Reckoning.
I don't know the names.
I don't think that I watched the first part of it because we started watch. I was like, I don't recognize any of this. And so I think when the next one comes out and is ready for streaming, we'll probably watch them all together. But anyway, he just is startling. Every time they turned to him, I was like, oh, like he didn't need to. He did not. He doesn't need to. Tom, you didn't need to do anything. You were always going to be the most handsome.
People, all of them. And I've heard Brad Pitt's the same way. They all are used to being the most best-looking person.
Every head
in the world.
People break their neck.
And they're just doing whatever they can to keep. And it's both men and women.
Oh yeah.
It's not just clearly. So it's okay.
I don't know. Is it okay?
I mean, you know, if he shows up with the bee stung lips, one too far there, Tommy. But otherwise,
that does seem to be girl exclusive.
That is, well, and I wish it wasn't, because often that's the one too far.
Yeah, there's this one lady who was on the Traitors, which, by the way, Danielle is still on the Traitors.
And go Danielle, go Danielle. Go.
I really feel like she's starting to find her groove. I've been a little upset with her a few times. Like, I'm not looking forward to talking to her because that would mean she's not on the show anymore. I'm hoping, you know, she wins the show and we get to have her on. But she's been overplaying a little. And I felt like this past week, she toned it down a little bit. Why did I get on her? Because on the Traitors last season and the first season, there was this lady who had the lips are so stung. So bee stung that her bottom lip, her name's Kate, if you want to look her up. Her bottom lip, when you see her from the side, her bottom lip is so swollen that it's flipped down. Like, see, look at my profile. And there's a curve between your chin and your bottom lip. Hers is like this.
That's the problem that
it's flopped down. It's like it's so heavy that gravity's taking it. Yes.
Cher's got the same issue. The filler has filled in a way that she puts the lipstick on. But the swole goes past where the lipstick lays.
You got look at the picture next to that one where she's turned to the side. Like,
no,
she just,
I saw it. Yeah.
Her lip is fully like down onto her chin. She looks like Patrick Mahomes pouting in the second quarter.
You know, it's got to be one of those things where you feel like you're butt ugly. If you haven't done something to your face and you're part of you're part of that industry, you just must feel like
everyone's doing it. I got to do it too.
Like, how am I supposed to keep my career going if I don't do what they're doing?
Right.
Is it keeping up with the Joneses? I don't know, but it appears to be
keeping up with the Real Housewives.
Whatever.
It's a total status thing now. Like, I guess. People get it done to show like, hey, I've got the money to do this.
You know what? Dare to not to be brave. Let yourself age. Jeez. Anyway, take those pictures down. I'm totally staring at her. Another funny moment and weird was the Dunkin' ad.
You loved it.
Well, it's not that I loved it because I thought it was stupid. But, so it's like a Comic-Con, but for coffee places, I guess. And there's Ben and Casey Affleck. And behind them, Belichick. The former coach of the Patriots for all those years, Bill Belichick's there. Guy's in his 70s, and he's got this 25-year-old girlfriend, or 24. I don't know how. She's very young and
very
cute.
They're having the time of their life. What?
Right. Oh, and there's Jay and Silent Bob. So Jordan is her name. We don't have the heart of a champion. There's the Affleck brothers.
Afflecks and Belichick. Dunkin'!
So there's Belichick standing behind them, and there's his girlfriend. Who I think they're engaged.
Okay.
Like, she's 50 years younger than him. But that there's a guy who's like in like a I don't know, a vat of gross looking coffee.
That's the guy from Succession.
So is his name Jeremy Strong?
Yep.
I was trying to figure out who that was. Apparently, there is a 7-minute version of this Dunkin' ad. So if you, I know.
Whatever.
So if you are like, what is going on here? What's happening?
If you've finished the internet, there's something new for you.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, hopefully you can find something better to do than watch a 7-minute commercial.
Nobody can find anything better. The other thing I noticed is that, because we've watched so many of these commercials already, they've just been out there and Maddie's been grabbing them for me and we've watched these things. I put them up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can find them all up there. The 30-second version of these things is such a letdown. Like the Seal commercial, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, John, watch this. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then it's 30 seconds, so it's barely any of it. And it's cute, but honestly, the long form is
when you
long.
Showed me that commercial, I loved
you
it.
You laughed
and
so
I
hard.
Laughed and I loved it. And then I later did see a review of it and it made great sense, which was if you drink Mountain Dew, you have no idea who Seal is.
Mm.
Those two audiences are completely different. Mountain Dew is youth-aimed.
Yeah.
Seal is 30-plus years ago.
Right.
Like, hasn't had a hit since Kiss from a Rose. Right.
But, so, and that, of course, is the song that he...
I loved
but now
it.
You know.
But
now
I don't know if the children's... I think they all went...
Who's
gross.
This guy? What's going on? Why is there a gross dude and he's playing a seal? I don't get
right.
it.
Right. Huh? Did make a good point, though. When I read that, I went, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't drink Mountain Dew ever. No. Not ever at all.
Even when I was a kid, I was like that. It just tasted like, I don't, just so sugary
water.
And gross.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take water. I love water.
Mountain Dew's good.
Mm. Yeah?
I grew up on it. I mean, that's.
Speaking of you growing up, and you actually texted when this happened. I was about 45 minutes behind, so I didn't see your text until later. But Take Me Home Country Roads was in the Rocket Mortgage thing. And I was immediately like, oh, Maddie, Take Me Home Country Roads, West Virginia.
I was so excited. I was like, yay, there's a West Virginia thing in the Super Bowl. I love it. And they had the whole, everybody was singing along. Everybody loves that song.
Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
Like there, you know, Seal needs a song like that. Because then everyone would know who he is.
That was my favorite commercial.
I also loved a couple things, just a couple quick notes about Tom Brady.
You're so damn easy.
Really easy.
Yeah.
Put a WV on anything, the guy's all in. 100%.
Go Mountaineers. So the Tom Brady Duracell commercial where Tim and Kevin Burkhardt, the guy they were calling the game,
uh-huh.
he like goes, he stops, and they put the thing back in there, and then he, Kevin Burkhardt says, Tom, are you okay? He's like, why does everyone keep asking me that since the roast? Like, that was the line of the day, and I thought, that's
cute.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But the weirdest thing about... So, Tom, this is huge for him, right? Here he is. He's, already the GOAT. And now he's this commentator, and he's going to do... Or the color guy, whatever. And he's going to do the Super Bowl, and they have filmed all these things that are happening and he's part of them and he's like stiff as a board. So it's him and Kevin Burkhardt and there's a crowd of people behind them and they're walking down Bourbon Street and they're talking about whatever. But all I can notice is that like Tom Brady, his right arm hangs stiffly by his side, but his left arm as he's walking is moving. I'm like that. People don't walk like that. And then he shows that he gets to this point and all of a sudden Lady Gaga's in front of him on a little small rise with a piano, and she's singing that Hold My Hand song.
Oh, is that what the one? Okay.
Yeah. She's doing a wonderful job, and they keep flashing to, like, there's a shot of her, and Tom Brady's in the background. He's all... Like, he just looked like the weirdest Frankenstein droid. It was so...
He's incredibly handsome, though, so, you know...
Okay.
He sells it.
And he's run on Duracell batteries.
I saw the ad and it all was revealed.
Yeah. You know what? I could not stop staring at that dude's watch.
I know.
I didn't even notice his watch.
I don't know what the deal was, but it was this.
Tom Brady?
Strange, it was giant and it was gold and it was like, and it was on display. So I don't know if it's the hot new watch or if that was a $20 million watch or what it was, but it was just on display. Like, I went, oh, God.
I always look at the watches because I like watches, so I like to see what guys wear.
That one almost, it was so gold, it glowed. Mm. It was almost like a Marvel movie or something.
Yeah, there's something going on with that. Yeah, I'm sure in your stuff you'll find us at some point. It will come out, like, what watch he was wearing and why it's...
Do you think to yourself when you see a watch, like I should get watches? Like,
no.
I want that watch.
Nope. I'm not a jewel... I don't like a bunch of accessories.
You're not going to make an attempt?
Don't.
Mm.
Bring it up
all. You got it right a couple weeks ago.
I don't want to talk about it.
You've forgotten. Okay,
I have watch information if you want it.
Yes, what? Tell us.
Okay, first
you're
of all,
a mean lady.
I'm not like mean. It's adorable. Mean. I'm not a viper mean. I just want to hear you say jewelry. That's what you say.
How's he say it?
Jewelry.
I don't say it.
He says
that's
jewelry.
I'm not an accessory guy. Go on. What were you about to say?
All right, it's a Jacob & Company Yellow Sapphire Caviar Tourbillon watch.
Yes.
How much do you think that watch cost?
$150,000.
No, it's got to be, I'm going to say 500K.
You're closest, Vinny. It's $740,000 watch he was wearing.
Oh, man. Do you think they just gift him one because we all are going to look it up and say the name?
Makes sense.
Like celebrities, the people who can afford stuff never have to pay for
what
anything.
What did you call that again? Because
Jacob & Company?
No, not the brand, the style. Because honestly, the gold didn't look like gold. It looked like it was a different color gold or something.
Let's hear it.
It's called a, hold on a second, Caviar Tourbillon, Tourbillon watch.
Caviar Tourbillon?
Yeah.
So it didn't say anything about gold?
No.
Did you say Jacobs & Co.? Is that like a thing that I just never heard of? Jacobs?
It's not a, I mean, they're just high-end jewelers.
Oh.
Not a brand I would ever think about for watches.
There are certain Patek people out Philippe. There that cater to the money and they make them stuff.
Right.
Make them necklaces chains.
Yeah, bling.
Or whatever.
All right, Vin, I'm out of time, but, there'll be plenty, don't worry, plenty more thoughts on the Super Bowl coming up. What you got?
Most of you aren't going to work today and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see all the pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by your your extraordinary love story. I worked on that.
You did.
And then Sarah said, I'm going to say extraordinary and screwed me up.
I'm sorry. I just think we should, you know, cover all our bases. Extraordinary, extraordinary.
Actually, this Alice Report is brought to you by your extra in day love story.
Oh, well, you got a typo?
I think so.
No.
Tell us your love story and you could win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont San Francisco, including a 3-course meal with champagne and hosted parking. All you have to do is head over to RadioAlice.com and leave us your extraordinary love story. The winner will be announced and read on air at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, February 13th.
It's actually Thursday, February 13th.
Oh, fudge.
I don't blame you. This is a weird week for Maddie. You get him today and tomorrow. The rest of the week,
he's out early.
Well, he's getting the surgery on Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And thereafter, he's going to be nursing so it's laparoscopic, right? It's just a quick.
No, it's a big gash.
I can't wait to see.
Like 6-inch scar.
I love scars.
Anyway, there you go. So
I love incisions.
Your extraordinary love story.
Thank you.
I'm sure there's good ones out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be great, you know.
You just go to RadioAlice.com.
Real life
right
love.
There on the front.
Come on. We want to hear it.
Exciting and new.
Share something fun with us, would you?
Yeah.
Let's make it good. And I know that you're out there and you're like, I've told this story at parties and just everyone fell over. Like, whatever it is. I really like the ones where two couples are friends and they hang together and then one of the people in the couple likes the other person in the other couple and then they start having an affair and then they end up together.
And after blowing everyone's life up, that's an extraordinary love story. That is the kind I'm looking for. I want that kind. I don't want the kind where we were at the supermarket, she was handling melons and I fell in love. Like, that is not... I want... That, Vinny. I want the one where, man, we had to go through hell to get to where we're at now. And not just us. All the people we knew and our kids and everything else.
Collateral damage.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Just all about the place. So I just went to RadioAlice.com and it's right there on the front page. It's very, these people, their love story is just, the people in the picture that we use, you know, the images. That's a very boring love story. I want the one you just said. Or some crazy ass thing that happened.
It doesn't have to be blowing up your whole life and
it doesn't have to be, but we're not opposed to that.
I do like that sort of, we got to a point where we couldn't live without each other and it didn't matter what we had to do.
Right. The heart wants what it wants.
This first, well, I should say, cold.
Yes.
Mostly sunny today, but we have a rainstorm coming for the rest of the week. Tuesday through Friday, rain.
Oh, yuck.
Another one of the
That's okay.
atmospheric
storm stack
rivers.
It's coming our way. Mm-hmm. It's going to get you. Watch out.
So,
did you hear it?
Yeah.
The storm stack in the back of my throat.
Yeah, I heard the gurgle.
It's always there. The storm stack.
Cold, mostly sunny today. Rain, Tuesday through Friday.
Ew. Then what happens?
The Eagles win.
Oh, okay.
Eagles win.
So exciting. Very excited about the Eagles winning. And I mean, honestly, about 5 minutes into the game, it was like not a surprise anymore. I'm like,
well,
spoiler alert.
There was for
like
a little while, we were sitting there going, all right, this guy Mahomes has come back. Like I watched him in one game with a broken ankle, limping around on the field, making plays and still running for first downs. And then couldn't even walk back, like,
yeah.
So the dude's pretty, he's a stud.
He's
and
in,
I was
right.
definitely thinking for a while there, I'm not, this is not done. And then after the second, after the halftime and they came back and still sucked, I was like, oh, they don't have it.
The moment they died was after two sacks in a row and then he throws a pick six. And I was like, this game, I haven't even seen the halftime show yet. This game is over.
Oh, you were already over it. Well, anyway, so the Eagles won. The score was 40-22. It wasn't that close. There at the end, there were a couple scores that were the guys who got onto the field to say, yeah, I played in the Super Bowl, but they weren't. They wouldn't have let them anywhere near the ball.
Right.
If they didn't have that game already clinched. So congratulations,
so
Philly.
Fun for them. Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh,
it was a fun watch.
It was. And it was it's a good time. It really is. Like we, you know, we don't have a pony in that oven. So and I don't know who's cooking ponies, but we're not doing that. So please stop.
I liked it all. And I really enjoyed the whole day in general. Like there were people, my neighbor, hey, happy Super Bowl Sunday.
It is a thing where everybody's got it on their mind.
Yep. It was really neat. And all led up to, and then everything that happened, and plus all the food, and it was nice. It was
yeah.
a good day. Okay. This first story that I want to read to you is not really breaking news. This is a week old.
Okay.
But this stuff continues to happen, and I don't know what the, I don't know if there is a solution. An Alaska Airlines flight from Oakland to Portland, Oregon, was disrupted last week when a male passenger grabbed another passenger's hair, leading to a confrontation with the flight crew. There is a video out there, and I did not watch it, so that's up to you if you want to see this. Apparently, in the video, the flight attendant punches the passenger in the throat.
Oh.
While other voices are shouting, "Let go of her hair, sir!" This guy was having some kind of episode.
Yes.
I don't know if he's a person who takes medicine, shouldn't be on drugs,
has too much at the airport.
I don't know what kind of problems this person has. But in general, when you get on a plane, there's behavior that is unacceptable. Grabbing the person in front of you's your hair and just not letting go is completely unacceptable.
Right.
Like, there's not any excuse.
You will never win that either. Nobody is going to be like, well, she was jostling around and put her seat back. No one has your side. Like, never do that.
We've seen.
Don't touch anyone.
I've seen the photos and certain stories where they're like, is this okay? And it's the lady with super long hair who's put it over her chair and down the front of the next person
right.
behind them.
So now they're eating your hair when they put food on their
not
tray.
Not cool, but also not okay to just grab their hair and not let go.
Right. That's a situation where you say, listen, I get that you probably don't realize your hair's in my lap, but this is not going to work.
Alaska
Airlines. We could
Airlines,
switch seats even. You could bother the guy behind me.
Exactly. Work it out.
Yeah.
Alaska Airlines confirmed the incident, stating the passenger appeared to be experiencing a violent medical episode, but they're not saying what, and then was assaulting both crew members and other passengers when the flight attendant just went throat punch.
Throat punch is dangerous.
That is a real...
You can crush someone's trachea and kill them, but it's a really effective place to punch. Like if you're in the woods and the bear doesn't show up, the throat punch will put a dude down. It's so intensely painful.
The passenger eventually released his grip, allowing the woman to move to another seat. Again, this was on an Oakland flight to Portland. Mm. This is a puddle jumper.
Right.
An hour flight at most?
Hour and a half?
Yeah, it's like an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, 2 hours to Seattle, right? So it's...
Is it that long?
Yeah, okay. A couple hours.
Well, anyway, another incident that really didn't get the publicity that these things usually get. I hadn't heard about it until I think I saw this story yesterday.
Mm. Well, sometimes it takes a while. Things have to, you know, videos have to be posted. They have to go viral. Right. These things are run of the mill now. I hate to say it. Like incidents on planes. Yeah. All the time. Right.
I hate that.
Mm.
So in this case, they're saying now that as a result of the incident, Alaska has announced that passenger involved has been banned from both the airline and its other regional partner, Horizon Air. And I hate to say it, but share that with other airlines. There should be a, hey, everyone.
This guy.
This is a person who had an episode and you need to think twice before, because they had to cancel the flight. That was that.
Oh, how far into the flight were we?
The flight was scheduled to depart at 10:41, returned to the gate, and was canceled.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh.
They say that the person who we were about to take off from Oakland to Portland, this guy started saying weird stuff and rocking back and forth.
Oh, no.
A flight attendant was called, and that's when he grabbed the woman's hair in front of him and wouldn't let go. So this is just one of those people who you get your medicine cocktail corrected or fly private, but you can't be on flights with other people, right? I mean, is that unkind?
No. I mean, truly, like, it's mass transit, really. Like, when you talk about a flight, we all got the memo. There's a way to act on this thing, and he doesn't know it. He doesn't know what it is. Yeah, that's, I'm sorry. For everybody, yeah. For him, too. Sounds like he had a massive episode of some kind. But we all have a social contract where we don't pull each other's hair or cancel flights.
We got places to be, dude.
None of us want to be on this flight.
Right.
We can't wait for it to be over and to be away from the airport.
I might be flying to meet my extraordinary love.
Yes.
You know, back to this.
Yeah, back to our extraordinary love story.
Right. You could be the winner of a magical night.
Yeah.
If your love story resonates with.
We'll feed you and park you. And you're going to be in love.
Here's a unique a unique Valentine's Day idea for anyone who's not afraid of heights and likes to get it on.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's exactly what
this segment needed. Mm. CNN.com did a story on a hot air balloon company.
How did I know it was going to be a hot air balloon?
In California.
All right.
Right here.
Yeah.
That lets you join the Mile High Club. It's called Magical Adventure Balloon Rides, based about 90 miles southeast of LA. They're saying it's in the Temecula area.
Oh.
That's right around where my mom lives. Great. It's the desert.
So your mom could take her binocs and watch people screwing on these things.
Sandy's
the
not really. I don't know that.
Well,
she...
Keith could. Jan could. I'm all set up on the roof so I can watch these people going at it in balloons.
You won't have to hide what you're doing, they say. It's called the Mile High Flight because they know that's what you're up to up there. There's a pilot with you.
Okay.
But don't worry, he's behind a screen with earmuffs on to give you some privacy.
Sure, yeah.
So you can get down.
I would not be able to perform. Well, I don't have much to do, so I'd be able to pretend. But I don't think that I could really be relaxed enough in that scenario to have that be anything other than a ceremonial joining of the Mile High Club. Are you actually a mile high, technically?
I'm not going to talk to you about this because we've had this conversation too many times.
Oh, and your once sad again, masturbation story.
You're mean and you're not, it's not okay. worth it. No, I don't want to.
Oh, what if I you're will alone, say, though, you're not in a club.
What I will
club
say is I also have trouble. What, like I have had the knock at the bedroom door. I've even had the dog in the room minding her own business, but then she comes over and puts her face right over the right. ledge of the bed, and I'm like,
smells funny in here.
What are you doing?
I'm smelling stuff.
Get out of here.
Like, what's that smell?
I don't want distraction, and I don't want some dude with earmuffs on the other side of a screen
right.
pretending to look a different direction.
Now, if you can just have me tethered to the ground and let out 5,280 feet of cable, now I might do it.
The whole flight is 3 hours long. Pricing for two passengers starts at $1,400.
Oh.
If you want to get really freaky, you can bring a third person for an extra $159.
Oh, that's reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
You can go three-way for barely any extra.
Yeah.
They say this basket lifts up to 10 people.
Oh, so you got room to lay down? Because I'm thinking, you know, there's got to be a I'm leaning, looking out over the view, leaning over.
That makes the most sense.
You know, that's a good one. I mean, I would like to do a variety of things.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
All right.
I mean,
you think the basket, though, would be moving around too much.
That's part of the fun, isn't it?
Their balloons normally stop at 3,000 feet, but their mile-high trip goes 5,280 feet to give you the full experience.
You're really in it. You're really in the club. All right, Vinny, you got to do it, I guess.
I'm not doing that. I mean, I always want to do it.
People will splash out just because they're like, we're doing this, and then you will have to have sex with me on this day. Wife, I'm spending $1,400 for this experience. So I know I'm getting some. You know, if your wife doesn't put out a lot. I'm not talking you. I just mean, you know, guys in general.
Like, would you do that?
I would do it.
You would do it?
I think I would do it.
You'd go
up
with John.
That'd be so fun. If John wanted to do that, I'd be like, that's hilarious. Let's do that. Great. Fine. Set it all up. I'll go. I'm not doing any legwork or anything, but I'll do it. Yeah, I'd do it.
What do you mean legwork?
You know. Making calls, booking things, scheduling times. I don't do any of that.
I know, some weird sex move you two are up to.
No. Oh, I do that kind of leg work. No problem.
All right.
Sometimes I get leg cramps from that.
Right. Oh, geez. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, that flight attendant was trained in these maneuvers.
Oh. The throat is a sensitive, it's a good strike zone when you really need to put someone down.
All of that stuff, though, among grown-ups can be devastating, like to the point where you could be brought up on charges for, you know, killing somebody, basically.
Yes, you like, could kill someone.
You
got
to be
that.
Really, you know, it's one thing the way kids, like I used to fight when I was a kid and someone would win and someone would lose and someone would have a bruise or two, but it was never like,
oh, this guy died.
Man strength hit this guy so hard he fell over and hit his head and died. Now I'm headed to jail for a squabble over, did you look at my girlfriend? Dude, did you just, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm in jail.
Oh, no, you could kill somebody.
Oh, geez, no bell. That was no button, no bell. I take it back.
My.
415 says, Kendrick's halftime show. So, so good. I agree. I thought it was great.
I thought it was boring.
I liked it. I liked all the stuff.
Just, I don't know. It was fine. I wasn't like angry about it. I was just like, well, it's not for me.
Was it better than Maroon 5?
I didn't like that one either.
Oh, jeez.
I gotta rank them.
You like it?
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I'm a fan.
Listen, clearly people loved it.
He did a great job teasing the song we all wanted him to do. And then
I love the bell bottom pants. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. The bell-bottom pants are hysterical in that people can't stop talking about them.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, listen, I was so bored with what he was doing. I was like, oh, look at those pants. Let me think about that.
Okay.
I liked the dancers who were making the flag. That was kind of cool.
Oh, I was watching them.
Yeah. No,
there was some
very good dance moves.
To perfection.
Oh, amazing. Too bad. I was like, oh, I know this one song.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
I'm sure I have something. Let's see how we did on our prop bets right after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.